Legacies will survive time immemorial. America's worst president will neither be remembered nor revered. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
A group of dissident Republicans has assembled an organization called the Lincoln Project, which is a political messaging organization that is dedicated to the defeat of Donald Trump in the 2020 election. These ads are pretty vicious and they're pretty biting, but it makes sense because some of the Republicans that are involved with this effort are themselves veterans of some of the GOP's more strident and vicious campaigns over the years, going back some years, in fact. So they've had some time to hone these skills. And so it's about time, actually, that they use them against a legitimate target, which is somebody like Donald Trump, who brings every bit of corrupt political warfare messaging into the White House. The question about the Lincoln Project for me is, how effective are these ads? And the reason I ask that is I see these ads being shared by people who probably already oppose Donald Trump. The question is, are people who are on the fence about Donald Trump seeing them? So it's one thing for me in Australia to see them and other Australian journalists to share them, people in the United States that voted against Trump in 2016. But the question is, are people who have an open mind to these messages in swing states going to see them? And if they see them, is it enough to sway them about what Donald Trump's actual record is in office and what the legacy of Donald Trump will be? Even if Donald Trump is not elected in 2020, not reelected in 2020, the forces, the sort of anti-democratic, illiberal forces that support him are not going to go away. So this idea that Joe Biden could become president and then suddenly we change a page and so much of this nightmare finally ends is just not right. And in that world, you can almost see a future role for the Lincoln Project to continue to churn out these ads and this messaging to try to understand and to try to frame the worst elements that are in the right-wing sphere in the United States, which is now sort of manifested in full-blown white nationalism, and working in league to advance the political goals of foreign countries over Americans. So on the vicious side of the ledger, you can almost see a future role for this sort of messaging from the right wing. And if that were taken up and it were continued on, it would allow the virtuous side of the ledger, which would be a democratic administration trying to produce some sort of orderly leadership for the United States in this time of crisis. And it probably will be necessary for somebody to think about how do you message to the discontents who have lost and don't necessarily accept the loss of their president, while making enough space for those who are looking for sort of a incremental but effective leadership to come in and impose some order where there hasn't been order from the executive, and to give them the space to do that. That could be a potential future role for the Lincoln Project. Having said all this, I mean, it's ironic that it's called the Lincoln Project, because in a way, there's a very good chance that with the demise of Trump, whether that happens in 2020 or 2024, it's possible, it could very well be the demise of anything known as the Republican Party. So it's ironic that Lincoln, who is so formative in the creation of the Republican Party, that his name is invoked for this. And that is my podcast for Cold War Daily. Today, this week, the first week of July 2020.